Paper Precision.
Hey, good morning. Is Kevin in?
He is, but he is busy. Can I help you?
Sure. Maybe you can point me in the right direction. Is there maybe an office manager or CFO, somebody control the finances that I might be able to speak with?
Oh,
is that kind of
you got the person you need to talk to right on the phone right now.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Stacy.
Stacy, how are you doing today, Stacy?
I'm well, thank you.
Good, good. My name's Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I'm actually looking to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that we had mailed out to the business a couple weeks ago. We had pre-approved you guys for $250,000 for some equipment financing and working capital. So I'm just circling back, seeing if there's anything in the pipeline where you guys might need financing right now.
We are lucky that we don't need any money right now, and we are not in the market for any new equipment at this time.
Okay, you guys aren't looking to bring anything on towards the end of the year here, kind of take advantage of Section 179?
Yeah, we brought stuff on at the end of last year, and the machine's not totally full yet, so bringing something else on is pretty too risky.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
if the business, yeah, the business decisions should come down to, like, you know, whether or not it's
exactly.
It's,
it doesn't matter if I can get the money. It's
yeah, exactly. Would you guys
would be great, but I don't think that'll fly. So we'll just hold on for a little while.
What'd you guys bring on last year?
We brought in a vertical milling, a Doosan vertical milling machine.
Okay, and how's that been treating you?
Oh, that's a wonderful machine.
So, what is that used for exactly? Like, what do you guys kind of specialize in?
We manufacture firearms.
Right
now, we make our own line of AR-15s.
AR-15s? How's that business right now?
Very good.
Yeah? It's treating you guys well? Even with everything in the news and lately? I mean,
no, everyone fears that they might not get one, so they're buying them all up now.
Yeah, no, I'm over here in California. We're here in San Diego, and
yeah.
I mean, we've had some scares over here with the.
Yes. And when the scare is on the news, everyone gets really scared that they may never be able to buy one, so they go out and buy them.
Mm-hmm.
If they're on the fence, it's pushing them to buy it just in case.
One of my buddies just got one a couple weeks ago. Actually, he loves it.
Yeah,
we absolutely love it.
We custom build very high end AR-15s, and the brand name is JEM, J-E-M. So you
J-E-M.
Can check us out online. It's www.jemarms.com.
jemarms.com. Stacy, is there, you know, like maybe a certain time of the year where you guys might want to consider bringing on some equipment, like maybe the beginning of next year?
I don't forecast anything. But and the election is really playing a factor. So when that settles, we'll know for sure.
Okay. How is this like? How is it
hit the market, and we're going to start getting super busy, or Hillary's going to get in, and we're going to be shut down.
You know, the thing is, when I've been talking to a few of these business owners lately, it's really come down to that right now. The election
Absolutely.
Is having
Everybody's
a
in limbo
huge impact.
We don't know what's going to happen. It's the fear of the unknown.
Right.
I can invest in something that might be shut down if she gets in, and I can
True.
Know, and I would love to invest in something that might take off if he gets in. So who knows? We'll see what.
So how are you going to prepare yourselves for either way then?
We built our inventory right now because we're trying to sell before the election, because a lot of our customers are actually coming in and saying, you know, they weren't sure if they were going to buy one, but they're afraid they might not be able to buy one after November, so they're buying it now. Because once it's in their hands, good luck taking it out of my hands, you know?
Okay.
That's how their attitude is. So they're afraid that they might never be able to get one, so they'll buy it now, and it'll be in their family for a lifetime. Because firearms don't, you know, with age, they just increase in value. They don't, you know, and to have one versus people who may never be able to get one because they waited too long. So our sales are actually high.
Okay. Do you guys, I mean, like, what's your typical customer base, I guess? Do you sell to businesses or do you sell to your clients directly?
No, we sell to the clients direct.
Oh, wow. Okay. And business is booming?
Yeah. They'll come in and they look through all the options we have and they build it directly, exactly the way they personally want it. And what happens there is they're a one-off. No one else has that firearm. No one else will have that exact firearm. Everything from the paint job to the, you know, the trigger, stock, barrel, muzzle brake, can guard. They're just choosing everything they want, and it's a one-off. It's built specifically for them. And we machine everything from billet aluminum, so it's, you know, it's not a forging. It's not, it doesn't look like anybody else. It's the
right, right. So it has its own distinct look.
You got it.
Okay. So you know, just out of curiosity, like considering the fact that this is mainly a customized, you know, piece of equipment, piece of weaponry, how do you guys, I guess, how do sales look if you guys are, you know, doing a custom piece compared to like one of the typical manufacturers who just pumps them out like they're nothing?
Yeah, we're not pumping them out. We don't want to make thousands of them. We just want to make a couple hundred that everyone has the high, you know, it's a pride thing. It's everybody's got their gem and they're very excited about it and they treasure their built, you know, it's a very mm-hmm. high-end gun. Competes with like a Christensen Arms or a Daniel Defense. It's a very
high-end. Oh, wow. What's the typical, you know, price range for one of these pieces?
Well, the custom build starts at about $1,300 and the sky's the limit.
And the sky's the limit? What's the most you've ever seen?
I think the highest we sold right now is almost 4,000. Just shy
wow.
of 4,000.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Diamonds on them?
Yeah, right. They had American flag Cerakote job done, and you'll see that on a website, too. We have American flag ones. That's called our Patriot model. And they had the scope, a loophole scope and everything, very high-end. Everything was soup to nuts. They went for it. So
okay. How do people hear about you guys? Do you guys do like marketing or anything like that?
We have our website. We were at the SHOT Show, and a couple local dealers carry our firearms.
Okay, so you try and get your name out that way.
Yep,
mostly word of mouth.
Yep, exactly.
Okay,
and that's all it takes with this because when you get into a group of people who like the firearm industry, you know, who love their guns,
mm-hmm.
they have friends who love their guns.
Oh, and the friends want them.
You got it. Anyone who test fires our firearm absolutely loves it and wants one.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'll have to look into this.
check you guys out.
On
the website and say, dude, you bought one too soon, man. You should have checked these out first.
And
Facebook page and all that stuff too, but you can check us out. You know.
So is it only ARs that you guys work with?
Right now we're making ARs, and we've just started prototyping some 1911 handguns, pistols.
Oh, wow.
We're in the process of starting our pistol line, too. But, you know, we do a lot of homework and research and stuff
yeah.
to develop.
Yeah.
Something that we can custom build.
Yeah, I got a Beretta 9mm FBI issued.
Yeah, you know. That's it. See, you're a gun guy, too. If you've got
of course.
One, you're a gun guy. That's
yep.
it. Just make sure
you
check it.
Exactly. I hunt and everything too, so.
Oh, yes. My son is an avid hunter, so.
I love it. It's so
yeah,
much fun.
So into it. Yeah. Well, it was very nice talking to you. Unfortunately, I don't need any money right now. Check out the website. And
check out the website? Okay.
Let us, you know, also let us keep us in mind. We are the only manufacturer in the industry that makes a true lefty AR-15.
You guys do lefties too?
Yes. Yes,
wow.
We are the only one that makes a true lefty. Everything from your bolt catch to your mag release and your exit port on your bullet casings. Everything. Lefty.
Okay. Stacy, how about this? What if I give you guys a call back right after the election, see, you know, what's going on, see if
yeah,
you guys...
Well, you know, you can mark your calendar to call me back if so-and-so wins, and if the other one wins, don't bother, because I'll probably be making, I don't know what... I'll be using the gun and myself or something. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll have to see. But yes, you're welcome to call me.
Is there an email that I can, you know, shoot you over my information so you have me on file?
Of course. Yeah. It's Stacey, Stacey, mm-hmm. at Faber, F as in Frank, A, B as in boy, E-R, precision.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'll just, you know, shoot you over some of my information. You can have me on file, and then I'll follow up after the election, see where it takes us.
Sounds good. All right. Talk to you
All right, Stacey. You have a great rest of the day.
You too. Bye.
Bye now.